All right, so officially welcome to our the Art of Channeling membership group and or the Channeling Collective. And I'm so glad you're here. As you've all heard me say many times in person or if you're watching the replay. And of course, we have a fun night planned with the High Council of Orion. It's going to be an interesting one because I actually don't know exactly what we're going to be doing tonight. When I was tuning in earlier, I got like three or four different ideas from them. And it's like, well, we can't really do all that in one evening. So we'll see what they actually land on when we get there. But anyway, that's kind of how it goes. And we all know that between infinite possibilities and this, we know that just kind of you roll with the flow and they're the ones reading the audience, so to speak, reading where we're at and taking us to the next level. And I think we all have a good amount of trust in the High Council of Orion, right? So I do officially want to welcome Elizabeth. This is her first time here. Everyone knows her from the Universal Sphere and Infinite Possibilities. And so she's joining now for the very first time. So I don't know if there's any little bit you want to say, Elizabeth, since mostly everyone's familiar to you, or not. Totally putting you on the spot with no warning.
No problem. Well, I will say I'm very excited to be here, and I'm a little scared because I'm not quite sure what I'm in for. I just shared with Holly, really, it's been really weird. I had no idea this group even existed until Saturday. I was in Holly's website, and somehow or another, I got on the link that allows you to register for the group. I have no idea how I found it because I went back to look for it again and couldn't find it.
I don't know how you got it off the website because I don't think it's on the
Well, I wouldn't think that it would be either. And so I saw that and I read it and I thought, oh, I want to do that. I'm ready for that kind of now. But I mean, I do have channeling experience and I have taken other channeling courses before. I don't know how different it's going to be from what you do here because I'm not quite sure yet what you do here, but I am very, very excited to be here and to learn and practice more of my channeling abilities. So
Yeah.
thank you.
Great. So just to, and we're glad you're here too. And so just to give, you, Elizabeth, the grounding into what we all know, it's actually a very similar pattern to infinite possibilities in that we start the High Council, depending on what we do, we are either doing a little sharing in the beginning, but somewhere towards the beginning, the High Council of Orion shares a message. And then sometimes, again, depending on the time and what's going on in that particular one, sometimes we talk about the message afterwards, or I start sharing what it is that they want to work on or bring forward or cultivate this time. Everyone here has taken at a minimum the Art of Channeling Part One. Most everyone in the whole group, which is a much larger group than this, has many of them have also done Part Two. So some of the people have been working with the High Council of Orion with channeling since February of 22, right, everyone? So in February of 24, it'll be 2 years. So and so we've been kind of traveling together for a while with this and not consistently. There was part one and then a big break when moving was happening to other parts of the country and then settling down into it being a monthly thing till the end of the year. And then we had a little bit of a break and then we've continued on. So it's just all kinds of iterations of channeling, whatever. And I mean, it really has been, hasn't it, everyone? We just, it's a lot of variety. So let's just start today. I know that last time the High Council of Orion brought through something that was new and different about connecting with a time and a place that you might have an interest in or a draw to, whether it was Atlantis, Lemuria, Egypt, or some time or place that you might have been curious about or drawn to. And then just opening up in that way to what what might want to come through, whether it was you in that time and place, or whether it was like a teacher or another guide or something like that from that time and place. So I know that that was a bigger, different experience for everyone last time, and just wanted to see if, you know, obviously it's okay if no one's done anything with the channeling since last time we met, but what's gone on? Has anything opened up for any of you with regard to that? Anything you'd like to share around any of that? Candace, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'll share. It was such a profound experience. I'm still kind of blown away by it, honestly. So I think just like reflecting on it throughout the month itself was like, wow, that was really cool. And then kind of connecting with those parts of myself, but not necessarily writing or being super intentional about it, but just sort of in the way that iCounts Orion actually has shared with us, just like almost like you become like absorbent, like through all of yourself, and just sort of opening up to them. And just,
you want to share just to, so everyone's on the same page, okay, what happened to come through for you, because it could be different for everyone.
Yeah. So what came through for me were two different lifetimes of my own. That's how I interpreted it, right, was that. And it was a time when in Israel, or whatever it was called at the time, but like I was kind of going by reading Anna, the grandmother of Jesus. It was like that kind of reality, and it was like I was there, and I was connecting with that version of myself, and then another version of myself from Egypt was also there. And so the version of myself from Egypt to me had like a higher awareness than the time of Jesus version of me and me here, and we felt kind of equal. And then that's my sense of it. And then the Egypt part was like super, you know, advanced, like beyond what either of us had been to. And so kind of took on the role of guide for the other two. And then I was actually sharing with the version of myself at the time of Jesus about the universal sphere. Because I wanted that. So that was like what the conversation, and then the Egyptian part of me was like actually sharing things about the universal sphere, or like that we didn't learn about, but it was like giving me like more information about it, or like ways to approach it that maybe was like, I don't even know. I like didn't look into it more, but I definitely remember it. And I've like played with it. So it's been really fun. And so it just seems like, oh, this is a real reality, but I haven't gone deeper than that. But that's been a lot.
Great. Thanks for sharing all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. So Shala, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
If I get choppy, just let me know. As far as being able to hear me. I had an unexpected experience. I saw this kind of movie playing out before me. And I followed the movie, you know, and I played a role in that. And then at one point you were guiding us to call our guide forward and converse with them and ask, well, what was this all about? And I did. And who came forward was King Tutankhamun. And I had, I was his partner, but not his legitimate one. You know, the queen was, but I was like his beloved. And, you know, I was questioning that. So after we came back around to, okay, let's converse with our guide, I said, why did I see what you just showed me? And he said, there is so much more you will remember in time of our time together across time. And I said, well, that seems rather lofty. And he said, it just is. And this part was interesting. He says, any loft is a human construct or attachment. You loathe the ego. That's why you were reticent to indulge this exercise and kept asking, why is this important? Which is absolutely true. I was like, why are we doing this? This is just ego, you know? So I still got busted. And I acknowledged that. And he said that the ego was your downfall in another place in time. But now it is for you to reclaim your history of self, because you are also reclaiming all of who you have been capable of, your creative capacity, your abilities, strands of your essence returning to serve you now. And I thought that was really interesting, because I was just like, this is just such a, I don't, whatever.
We have to be careful when we get that way, don't we?
I know. And then what unfolded was just like, okay, that I get it. You know, I get it, that it doesn't have to be that this is about boosting our ego. I was so-and-so or this and that. But what is it in those past incarnations that for many of us, I heard everybody else's stories too, it seemed very lofty, you know, and truly almost unbelievable. But that is, it's a pivotal time on the planet, and it feels like it is important that we step into our fullness and really claim all that we are capable of. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. First of all, I love the doubt and how you really got confronted by that, and in a good way. You know, it's always interesting how we feel a particular way and then maybe are shown something different. But I agree with what you're saying here, is that, you know, it's almost in the name. Well, you can tell me if I'm agreeing with you. This is how I feel. It's like, in the name of humility, we disavow ourselves of some of our greatness, some [S2] Yes. [S1] Of what we are and who we are. And we think it's ego-based to do these things. Yet if we took it not from an ego perspective, but as an honoring of who we truly are, then as we move forward and we anchor those gifts in, we just get to offer so much more. And we're also creating space for other people to do the same, to live really from our greatness that has been developed and educated and practiced and cultivated. You know, we can see some of this over millennia, right?
Yeah, truly, we have to work for it. But it's I think people have different experiences. For some people, it's easy to claim that. For others, it's like, this is embarrassing, you know? But yes, absolutely, exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. And thanks for the vulnerability of the sharing of saying, like, you know what? I didn't even see the value of this when we first talked about it. I love that. So that's great also. So thanks. All right, Reet, I see your hand is up.
I kind of remember mine being the opposite of lofty. It was like a Moana, South Pacific Island kind of feel, this beautiful little island vibe, and just gently living life. You know, you collect the fish, you raise your taro, you do your stuff, and you have your family there. And it was just a really sweet, but it was kind of also spiritual. It was like, oh, here's how hula developed. It's getting in touch with the elementals and moving with the ocean and that kind of thing. So it was, I said, I'm kind of living that life now. It's like, I'm kind of low-key little life here, nice and picking apples and making applesauce and hanging out with friends. You know, it's like, oh. Okay, so it's cool. It's okay. But it was very gentle and very low tech, low prominence, low anything, you know. So
right.
Just a very pleasant experience.
Yeah, that's lovely. You know, and I know this is an Akashic Records overlay that I'm speaking from, but it, you know, Akashic Records is a form of channeling. So we can bring that in here. It's just the idea that we have had a lot of ordinary lives. You know, like every life doesn't have to be horrific and filled with trauma and drama and pain and angst and war and all these, and family feuds and all these things. And we also don't have to have every lifetime being lofty and elevated and connected and powerful and mighty in one way or another. A lot of our lifetimes, which is why they don't come forward by and large. And when we're in the Akashic Records, because we just lived a life. We just had a life. And there's not a lot of charge on it. We just lived our human life. And that's okay too. Those, I mean, I actually, when I think about those kind of lives, like you just talked about, Reed, like, wow, that, there's a piece of that sounds pretty lovely, doesn't it? You know, where you really are just living in the flow of nature. And that can be vulnerable in and of itself at times. But, you know, we have had a lot of ordinary lives. And that's not a bad thing. Anyone else have anything they want to share or bring up from that last experience that we had? All right. So why don't we open to what the High Council of Orion, excuse me, Orion wants to share with us. And this will be, as I said earlier, you know, when I was tuning into them as I was going about my day, there were three or four things that they had talked about. And I said, these are all great, but really can't do all of them today in one shot. So we'll see what actually is going to come through right now, which is always fun. All right. Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. It's wonderful to gather again in this timeless space that, while it has the name, the title, the identifier as channeling, what you're doing is opening up, as you already know, to gifts that you were born with, capacities that are natural to you as a human. And from those gifts and capacities, you are able to source from the information systems that you're always within. So you're not really drawing anything down from some other remote corner of the galaxy or the universes or the multiverse. You are always in this field, and you are always able, we want to bring this idea forward to today, is you are always able to source from the field that which you need, that which you desire, that which would feel like it would solve a mystery, a conundrum, help you move forward. So let's pause with that thought for a moment, with that idea, with that image of, I always have the ability to source what I need from the energetic space around me. Now, that's not a common human experience, is it? Because in the human experience, there's actually a great deal of time and energy that is spent in solving mysteries, solving the unknowns, solving the things that even seem unsolvable. But if you look at just your life without going off into big mysteries that seem to be pervasive on the planet on a global level, just in your life, and you consider, there are a lot of things that you consider and you work with all the time that you're working to get to that next level, to whether it's Let's release something. So there's a freedom, whether it's taking steps forward to bring in something new. And when one is in that place of searching for that, there's something, there's a mystery there. There's something unresolved there, correct? There's something that you feel like might be incomplete, whether it's incomplete and you need to release something, or incomplete in that you feel this draw to move forward. But the reality is you have the innate capacity to always source what you need in any given moment. That requires a nice breath in and a nice breath out to just really relax into what that feels like. Because in a moment, we're going to be doing this a little bit differently today. Last time was a little different. Today will be slightly different also, because we're going to ask you how this feels in a moment so you can get ready to actually start responding in a few moments. But if you recognize the fact that you were born with the capacity to interact with this larger field of energy, whether you call it the unified field, whether you call it source energy, whether you call it infinity, whether you call it consciousness, no matter what you call it, you are an intrinsic part of that. So you are naturally connected with it. So you naturally communicate with it. And if you were raised from a very tiny child with that awareness and that reinforcement, you wouldn't need to be here at a group like this to be remembering what is your natural capacity. So we're going in a slightly different direction this time for you to just open up again, because as you're hearing this transmission today, it's like your cells are waking up. Your energy field, more than anything else, is waking up to open up more. So that if you right now felt like, I can always source what I need because I'm connected, just notice how that feels in your body, in your mind, in your awareness. One could easily say it's unbelievable. One could easily say, well, I haven't had that experience yet. But you haven't had the experience yet because you haven't, by and large, been guided that way. And you certainly weren't guided that way since you were a tiny child in this incarnation. So think of before we go to that question, how does this feel to you right now? And you can unmute yourself and just begin to share. How does this feel to think that, to feel that, to have this opening that you have the potential to source anything in any given moment that you need in terms of understanding, next steps, solutions, you know, getting the bigger picture, getting more focus. How does that feel right now? Believable, unbelievable, possible, impossible?
This is Candace, I'll share. I guess that's my hope for myself as I develop myself as a channel, like that has always been like what I imagine. Cause when I witness Holly, you channeling, that's what I see. You can just tap into anything and find out anything. I mean, like, at least that's how I like interpret. I'm like, that'd be so cool. Like, I would love that. And I've just been like in the process, I guess, of being gentle with myself, of arriving into that, however, you know, long it takes. So it's cool to hear you say like, yes, it is possible. And we're there now. So like to open up to that.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
Mireille here. This is incredible. It feels I'm just in front of the infinite possibilities. So that I'm probably, I needed to hear that today. So this is incredible. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we will, of course, be playing with this today. Who else wants to share how this is sitting with you in your body, mind, energy fields, thought forms, all of it?
This is Andrea. It feels really right to me, actually. Right before this workshop, we were looking for information. And all of a sudden, I had it. It was just right there. I don't even know how I found it exactly, but it was there.
Yes. So. And so what you know is when I don't really know how I found it or it got there or how the dots connected, it means it bypassed your thinking brain, your thinking mind, your academic mind, when it's just there. Yeah. Even if you're looking at it in a book or on a computer screen or in a newspaper or wherever it is, if it's just there and you don't know how to follow the breadcrumbs to it, there were aspects of you that would have bypassed your thinking mind, which is what we want to be doing.
Yay. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Thank you.
And this is I'm willing to think that, yes, it's possibility. And I kind of go to a physical manifestation of like any, I can source anything I want. Boom, here's an apple in my hand. I am not there. But as far as finding information or tuning into something, getting hints, that's more of a possibility. It's more of a, yeah, I probably could practice into that more. But the, I can source anything I want. That's a pretty big chunk.
It is a big chunk, and we're actually at this level of our conversation, we would say that it's within your field of possibilities to manifest an apple in your hand. But that is further along the steps, if you will, of believability in 3D. So we're not going to start with that.
Thank you. I don't have
So we're not going to try to do physical manifestation at this moment because here's the interesting thing is you could still end up with physical manifestation based on what we're doing today, but it may be not as direct as my hand is out and I would like an apple in it, please. We'll talk about that more. Thank you. Anyone else?
This is Pamela, and there's a part of me that has known this deep down, and actually life has been confusing when I haven't manifested my desirable thing. So I've known this deep down, but right now the energy feels very expansive and very relaxing that I can surrender to.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wonderful.
One more share. Gina would like to share.
Oh, yes.
So the thing that excites me is not so much even information coming in or being able to manifest an apple in my hand, but to be able to manifest a state of being.
Yes.
That allows for everything, basically. It's just a grounded, present state of being.
Yes. And whether it's a thing in your hand, whether it's an experience, whether it's a state of being, it's all vibrational and it's all potentially, whether it's something that looks like healing or whether it looks like something that's embodiment of something that you feel like you'd like to experience. So it has more of a moving forward energy, although all of it has a moving forward energy. The idea is as you begin to play with this and you recognize, I mean, the fun in it is seeing what's possible with this. But at the ultimate level, you see that you can channel vibrational frequencies based on your field of desires.
Yeah.
Based on your field of interest, based on your field of potential experience or curiosity or something that even feels like beyond a shadow of a doubt, I have to experience this in this incarnation and I haven't yet. So, but the bigger idea is that you're already connected. You're already connected. So we're going to talk about this more is the idea of tapping into that energy field and feeling that it's all connected, even if you feel like you're imagining it, and doing this very much in connection with your higher self, the higher soul aspects of you. And part of that is because the human mind, the mind and the collective mind is very powerful. It's very strong. And then the collective consciousness is very strong. And what's being discussed here is the energy of moving beyond the potentials that are commonly understood in the collective, correct?
Yeah.
If you went out on the street, literally or figuratively, and spoke to most people on the street and shared some of this conversation, you know, you're actually connected to this great field, this great information field, and you actually have the ability to bring in and channel a vibrational frequency of that which you'd like to be experiencing. Most people would roll their eyes or turn away or just not believe you or wonder what you had been up to before you had spoken to them, or, you know, it wouldn't vibrate with them, correct? And it wouldn't vibrate commonly in the collective consciousness. Is this conversation in the collective? Of course it is. That's why we can have it. But it is out. And so the idea is it's outside of the realm of quote unquote normal. And when it's outside the realm of normal, then your human mind, remember that's a big data collection instrument in this field here of 3D that you experience, it's not going to have anything that it vibrates with yet. So it will bring in doubt and questions and worries and constriction. So when we do this experience, we want to tap into our higher self so that the mind will feel like somebody's still in charge, so to speak. But we want to bypass that thinking mind so it just will sit quietly for a little while as you do this and feel this. All right. So we'll wrap up this transmission for the moment and talk about a few more things and then go into channeling. So wrapping up this transmission, as always, be blessed. We are the High Council of Orion. All right. All right. So welcome back. I guess I should say that to me. All right. So how are we feeling about this? Because we're about to go into a little channeled experience. Okay. Thanks for being here, Pamela. We'll see you soon. We'll go into a channeled experience. All right. Just checking the chat. We'll go into a channeled experience that the High Council of Orion is going to guide you in while we're together here. And just practice this and practice this idea of, I feel like there's going to be some steps involved for us to tap into ourselves and feel, open up to connection, and then ask for something. Okay. So this is like a morph of a couple of things they talked about today. So it's interesting how they're bringing it forward. I love it. And so I don't have this scripted out at all. So we're just rolling with it. And so what I was feeling when we were channeling is this is, like I said, this is what we're going to do. They're going to guide you, but I want to just tell you what it is ahead of time. Again, I just said this, we're going to drop into space, connected into your heart, imagining, feeling your connection to your higher self and feeling your connection to the field of all that is. Feeling that infinite source and opening up to, and especially anchored in your heart, especially anchored into your heart, and feel with knowingness that what it is that you would like an understanding about, a question resolved, what's something that you're curious about right now that maybe seems mysterious. It could be something about just generally how you're feeling right now, or maybe you're considering a couple things about what might be the best way for you to go about it. Maybe there's something that you're working on something and you feel like there's a missing piece that you don't quite have yet. But we don't want to make it the big gargantuan thing that we have in our life, because we want to feel like there's something right there. Because as they said, we're connected to all that we need. So we're going to move into it from that place. We're going to stay connected. And so what are we channeling here? Let's talk about it from this point of view, since that's the foundation of what we're doing. Number one is, part of the channeling is opening up to consciously and intentionally bringing through the wisdom, the intelligence, the guidance through our higher self. But we're channeling connection to information systems, if you want to call it that, to the wisdom of the universe, to, but not in its entirety, but in something small that you could use, could be relevant right now. So the question then also comes up that we need to just consider and be open to ahead of time is, like, what's that going to look like and feel like? And most of you have had a lot of experience just channeling. So you may find yourself talking out loud. You may find yourself writing something down. You may feel yourself feeling something or seeing an image, because you're not doing this with each other yet. Okay, we're going to get to that before the end of the evening. All right. So the idea here would be that you want to just open up and do it however you want to do it. Again, you've had a lot of practice channeling with your mouth, right? To say things. Some of you have been feeling it. Some of you have been writing it down. Just be open to it being all that. But feel that you are channeling, because all of you've had a lot of experience and you've gotten very good at saying, well, I'm channeling an archangel, or I'm channeling this ancient teacher, or I'm channeling whomever or whatever it might be. So try not to choke, if you will, on the fact that you're channeling information that doesn't have a personality. Make sense? It's still channeling, and it's still information, and it's still a vibrational field. All right. So this is different again, right? Last one month was different. This month is different. So how are we feeling about this? Do you have any questions around any of this before we just open up to the guided experience with them? Andrea.
Okay, so we're doing this individually. We're not channeling with somebody.
Right now, you're doing it individually.
Okay.
But guided by the High Council of Orion.
Okay.
I'll drop back into channeling and they'll guide everyone, but you're going to be doing it in your own experience as you're being guided.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, good question. Anyone else have a question or a thought or hesitation? Anything? All right. All right, Elizabeth, how are you doing? Since this is your first time here, this is like diving into the deep end. You good? Okay, thumbs up. All right. All right, so here we go. So I'm going to just drop back into the High Council of Orion again, and we'll go through this guided experience. All right, greetings once again, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion, and let's continue what we're already in the middle of. So let's, if you feel comfortable, you're invited to close your eyes down, allowing you yourself to move within. And when you close your eyes down, what you're really doing is allowing all that 3D stimuli, which your sight is the strongest of them, to slow down. So in a sense, you are not needing to be as connected with 3D when you're not seeing it. So closing your eyes down, choosing to be present for you right now. And let's all drop into the space of the heart. To move into this space where you open up to connection to all that is. The connection to the information systems that are always in and around you so that you can source and access them more easily. View your heart as the center point of your reception. It's the hub. So feel that you are asking and receiving through the energy of your heart, whether you're feeling it, visioning it, however you want to experience it, anchor into your heart. And as you anchor into your heart, invite the more tangible presence of your higher self. Now, of course, your higher self is always there, always with you. It's not disconnected. It's not on vacation. It's not somewhere else. It is always there, but we want to bring awareness to it to expand the energy of it in this moment through our attention. And one way to do this is imagining your crown chakra opening and feeling a beautiful stream of your soul light coming down from above you and streaming down in a column, in a pillar, in a flow. And it goes through your heart. It's inclusive in your heart. And for some of you, you will feel that as much larger than a thin pillar that would fit within your body, but much larger than that is the presence of your higher self. But feeling yourself connected and anchored into the planet as well as into the center of all that is. And yet uniquely you as well. And now from this beautiful column pillar of light, however you view it, feel tendrils of light going out multidimensionally. Infinitely from this light source that's anchored in your heart, you connecting to your higher self. But see, very thin, fine, really gorgeous tendrils of light moving out infinitely in all directions. And they're like microfilament antennae that we would say, quite frankly, are always there. We're not making them up. We're not simply pretending and creating something like a cartoon right now. These information systems are like this. But open up to the fact that out of this infinite number of microfilaments, you're tapping into the greater consciousness. The greater field of all that is. Some of you may be strongly feeling the energy of this. If it feels strong, just feel yourself grounding into the earth and ask your higher self to help you feel grounded and expanded at the same time. This actually is a natural state of being as you practice it more and more. And let's open up our awareness also that, as was said before, you have the innate ability and capacity to receive, so you could say channel, but receive anything that you need or require or desire for a next step of understanding. Maybe it's a way you'd like to develop personally. Maybe it's a project you'd like to create, something you'd like to manifest, or something even that you'd like to have the freedom to release. And we're going to, from this place, know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is a matching vibrational frequency that would be very supportive for you right now. So bring to mind something in your human experience that maybe you are curious about, maybe actively working on, whether it's something to release, something to bring in, but that field of all that is has what you need. It contains what you need, and it's accessible to you right now. And just allow your breathing to feel connected to all of your microfilaments. So it allows, on each in-breath and out-breath, it allows this beautiful flow of energy in and out. And bring to mind what it is that you're curious about, feeling that ease and support from your higher self, channeling in for you, maybe even a tiny little nugget that feels appropriate for you right now. There'll be silence for a few moments. Opening to receive. feeling the way that you in particular are receiving. Whether it's a word, a feeling, a phrase, an image, a memory, a vision. What is accessible to you right now that will help, that will make a difference, that will provide something for you, that you can channel in from source in a very personal way? Notice how you feel as you're receiving. Notice how it feels in your heart, feeling the presence of your higher self with you. Some of you might even feel it as an energetic or vibrational influx into you. Some of you might even feel a vibrational release as a way of what you need showing up for you. Now let's just thank our higher selves. You can stay in that field you're in if you wish, but just bring yourself back to your heart. Take some breaths to bring yourself back to your body. And after a few breaths, please open your eyes. Oh, who would like to share, if anyone? What was that like for you? Andrea, please go ahead.
Well, I felt like I got something energetically, and I was told that it was not going to be received by my mind. So I'm now in question as to what it is, but that I will know what it is later.
Well, I think that's interesting, and it almost feels appropriate if we're doing something to, you know, connect and ask, and we really kind of do want to, at least to a degree, bypass the mind. So with, you know, the doubting part of us or the 3D reminder part of us isn't chiming in.
Yeah, but my mind is going, what?
Right. Of course. Of course it is. Of course it is. It's like, you've done something without me. I'm being left out.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. All right, so what else? What was that like for you? Mireille.
I got a message But I could feel the vibration through my whole body. So it was not weird, but very physical experience, in fact. But it was very interesting as well to feel that vibration in and around my body. So it was incredible.
Yeah, good. So did you say you did get a message and at the same time it was very in your body? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Like
did that message feel resonant or?
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was like a proof. In my physical body that from the message I got.
Great. Excellent. Thanks for sharing. Love that. As I was channeling the High Council of Orion, I was doing as much as I could do as Holly to follow along with it. And it felt very physical for me as well. Like I still feel like I'm in it. Honestly, but so that was very cool. Who else would like to share? Candace.
Yeah, I'm really feeling like I want to make this my regular natural state of being. Like, why be any other way is what I'm in the presence of at the moment of, you know, like, I know High Council Orion, I'm going to say you because they're like still here, right? They always start with the creating, or not, I mean, not for everybody, but a lot of my sessions have started with creating that column of light, and it always felt like amazing in the moment. But something that I couldn't quite maintain on my own. And somehow in this moment, I get the sense like, wow, I could literally live as this and it's not that far away. All there is for me to do is choose it and like gently commit to it as becoming my new state of being. And like staying in the heart has always felt so like such a challenge, but somehow with the anchoring of the higher self connected, it like, it's the piece of anatomy that was missing. And then also with the filaments, it's like, oh, everything I need is here. So I don't have to like go into like, I'm gonna call it starvation mode or like survival mode of like, I have to figure things out like to survive. It's like, no. You're okay because literally everything is here. And I think you said something about your higher self. It's there for you. Tap into higher self so that you feel like someone is in charge. It was like that kind of feeling, like the higher self, like I'm almost like, oh, I feel safe with you. More safe than I do with the other way that I've been doing it. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah.
Thanks.
Who else? It's also okay, as you know, to say, wow, that wasn't really feeling like anything here for me. All right. So we're feeling complete with that. All right. But just by a show of hands, how many of you, whether obviously you don't have to share, but in terms of speaking, but how many of you felt like you felt something with that? Okay. And, okay. And Shala raised her hand too. All right. Thanks, Shala. So, okay. So there's something there. And so what we're going to do now, wait, 2, 4, 6, 7. We have an odd number of people. Okay, I'll think about that while I talk. Okay. Sorry, I had to have a conversation there with them. All right, so what we're going to do is go into our breakout rooms as we usually do. And conversation with them, just a second, please. Wow. Okay. All right. I was just saying then, aren't we asking a little too much for the first night? And they're saying no. All right. So here we go. So what this is the guidance is you're going to go into your breakout room and basically you're going to do for your partner, the other person, what we just went through, but you're going to help channel for them something that they need or want or are curious about, like, you know, this idea that they're connected, you're connected to one thing that could be helpful for them. Now, you can, so let's just say let's just pretend I'm going in with Kevin. So we're both in a breakout room together. Kevin does not need to tell me what he did before with the High Council of Orion. He can just say, this is what I'd like some information about. And together, the two of you can move into the heart and feel connected to higher self, feel those tendrils or microfilaments, whatever they said, of connection, with the assumption that what is needed is readily at hand. Okay, that's the biggest part of this, everyone. Or do we get that? That it's right there. It's accessible. It's not hard. It's easy. And I think the reason for this is because it's very vibrationally close. If it's something that you need that's meaningful right now, it's going to be vibrationally close to you. Your mind might not get it, though. It probably doesn't have, excuse me, all the right information yet for you. You haven't channeled it in yet. But then if I was doing this with Kevin and he said, this is what I'm curious about, we drop into our heart and bring in the higher self for both of us and the connection. And then as the channel, you just share with them what you're getting. Okay. Does that make sense to everyone? And Andrea, that's fine. If Gina wants to channel with you, and that solves the issue of an odd number of people. So that's perfect. Thank you. All right. And thank you to Gina also for playing. All right. So, so pretty simple, and, just do your best. I mean, you know, I know Elizabeth is new here, but you've all had channeling experience and we all know that we're kind and loving individuals and this is different. But really, once you get into that place where you're both in your hearts and connected to your higher self and feeling that ease and the constant nature of your connection, it really does come down to a lot of channeling that you've already done. Just give them an answer. That's quick, easy. It's so the idea is, as far as I can feel it with the High Council of Orion, it's, again, it's very accessible. It's applicable. It's now. It's not some big lofty esoteric thing that might sound good in a visionary sense. It's meaningful to us right now where we are. Okay. Any questions around that? Okay. So, oh, there we go. Had to look for the breakout rooms. And so One, two, three. So we need four breakout rooms. Okay, bear with me 1 second. I'm saying assign automatically, but I need to... Okay. So I'm going to open up the breakout rooms. Andrea, you're in a room by yourself. I just had to move somebody out of who was immediately assigned to you. So you and Gina can do your thing. You're going to have 25, 30 minutes. So you have plenty of time to give yourself the time to, I mean, you may already feel like you're in that field that we were in before, but you have plenty of time to get into that space for both of you. And whoever's the channel at the moment can guide the other person of, okay, let's take a moment and get into our hearts and feel the connection of our higher self and feel this energetic connection to all that is. You can, whoever's the channel first can do that and then switch roles. Yes, Mireille.
Do we have to disconnect after the first one? Okay. No. Okay.
Oh, yeah, except, yeah, thank you. No, you don't have to disconnect between first and second. Like, I don't know about how many of you kind of still feel like you're in that space already, still right now. I know I am. So a lot of us probably are. But you know what I forgot? Carol's the one who always reminds me, or sometimes Gina. We need to do a bio break before we do this. I'm sorry. Please rattle my cage. For some reason, I don't remember. So it's 10 minutes after. Let's take a 10-minute bio break. No, can we do five? Are we good with five? Okay. So let's come back at 15 minutes after the hour. So sorry about that. All right. Okay. See you soon. All right. Welcome back. For those who are back, we're almost all back now. Andrea will be back in 7 seconds or less. So, how was that? Who would like to start sharing what that was like? Yeah, go ahead, Reed.
Easier and better than I expected. Let's just say that.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah, because I didn't feel like I got much of anything when we were doing our first little practice with this. But it did feel like we both got some good stuff for each other. So that was hopeful.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Excellent. Thanks for sharing that. Elizabeth, do you want to chime in?
Sure. Yeah, it was actually better than I thought it would be. Reet and I were kind of both in the same place. I think I dozed off during that first part, and I know I missed some of it. So we were a really good match. You know, and I just had to remember, I know how to channel. And I just had to remember and just kind of sink back into that and relax. But I like the added setup, right, of connecting in and remembering to do all of those pieces and have those pieces. And so once I just kind of took a deep breath, settled in, got in there, she asked her question, and the information was just very flowing, which right. is per normal. So, yeah, it was good.
Excellent. Good job. Good job. Who else would like to share?
I'll share. I don't know if that was Ashala, and we actually only went one way, and we were both really surprised when we realized what time it was. So we went so deep, and so we'll get together and go the other way later. But I'm almost like a little shaken by what came up, because it was a really, really, really powerful message of something that's incredibly challenging for me. So I'm really grateful for it, and I'm going to work with it more. And it just, like, wow, this is intense, but powerful. You know, like, I don't think I would have gotten what I just got on my own. Mm. So I'm really glad that this worked out today, like that just happened.
Well, good. And I hope you, as time goes by, you feel like you're processing it. And, you know, I'm sure you'll do that, you know, work your way with what that is.
Yeah.
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 Great. Who else would like to share?
I just wanted to say, yeah, it was really, Candace brings such a sweet vulnerability and trust that I think allows for somebody to go deep, you know. And I also really appreciated the spoken intention to sink into our hearts and connect with our higher self. Because I always intend that before I do a reading for somebody, but to have it just even just be vocalized, like, it was kind of my mantra as I was sinking into the channeling, and it carried a different weight and a different clarity. I think it was that I really trusted that that's where I was coming from, you know, because there was such a strong, this is what we're doing, you know? So it was a good exercise.
Great. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Anyone else? Yeah, Andrea.
That was incredibly deep. When I went into my heart space and was feeling my tendrils, it was so immense. I couldn't believe how immense it was. And it wasn't like that when we practiced it. but it was just, it felt like my tentacles kind of reached into everything. Nothing was left untouched. And then the channeling that I did for Gina was very vivid and amazing.
Good. Excellent. Nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all that. And anyone else want to share? All right. So, you know, I think, were you feeling the difference from what, you know, obviously we've been doing all this channeling stuff for a while, but were you feeling the difference of, you know, that little process, if you will, of really feeling the energy and the connection, but then also just that this is our natural state of being, that all, you know, going back to what they initially said, all that we need is right there and it's available. Were you starting to get a little bit of a sense of that? Yeah, Mireille.
For this time, I felt it was a deeper connection with the steps, you know, with the heart chakra, the crown chakra, and with the higher self. I really feel it was a deeper connection today. I feel it in my physical body and around. So it was, I think, a step further than where I was.
Great. Great. That's awesome. Kevin, was that your
response? Yeah, and I was partnered with Murray, and everything she said to me was spot on. It correlated with channeling I've done for myself and also information I got in the first exercise. So good on you.
Great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Candace.
Yeah, I just had a moment of like aha, as Maria was sharing, was oh, I can just use that process that we just did for the solution energy for to resolve, like to get, you know, like the problem was presented to me, and now I'm like, well, oh gosh, how am I gonna like move through this? And then it just occurred to me, it was like, oh, I have this process. And so I can gather what I need. It's right here to step into the next, whatever it's going to be. I already feel lighter, just feeling like, oh, I have something to support me. I'm not all alone in this.
Right.
Not me, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, because that was one of the things that they wanted to say at the end, is like, okay, so you ended up. So I remember I said I was kind of having an argument, not an argument, but like a discussion with them, like, isn't this taking this too far? And they said, no, some people are going to feel more connected to it when they're doing it with somebody else. So it's like, okay, we'll let that be. I won't be overly protective of all of you. And, but then also, you know, we did it as that initial experience for you to feel you can drop into a space and feel connected and feel that what you need is right at hand. And so go back and practice. I mean, you could practice this if you get together with other people to practice channeling, but you can certainly easily do this on your own to feel that you get to channel the information that you need right now.
Yeah. And the energetics and all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, information, right, in terms of knowledge, vibrational frequency, awareness, you know, all of it, and allow it to anchor in for you.
Amazing.
So that was fun. That was different, wasn't it? And I love that. So practice that this month as much as you want. I know some of you are get together with each other and practice. So practice that. Obviously, you have tons of other things to practice. But this is like adding to that toolkit, but also something very personal that you can do this channeling with yourself. So, our next meeting will be, you know, if we can believe that, our next meeting is in November. And, wait a second. I think it's, we're doing it. I just verifying. Yeah. We're doing it early next month because otherwise, we'd be meeting on the Wednesday evening before Thanksgiving in the United States. So we're going to do it on the 15th of November. And I know, I'm pretty sure that's already been out there already. That's not new information. But so if you've had that information in your from early on, that is still true. So normally, as you know, it's the third Wednesday, but next month it will be the second Wednesday.
It's going to be the third Wednesday.
Oh, wait, no, it still is the third.
Yeah. Still is the third.
Still is the third. What is different about?
There's five Wednesdays in November.
There are five Wednesdays. Yeah. Okay.
Ah, so, okay to you.
All right. So, so it is the 15th. 15th of November. We'll see everyone again. And I'll get this replay out to you as soon as I can. Total transparency. I'm working at a retreat from Friday morning through Monday midday. I'm doing Akashic records and teaching and everything for all those days. Thank you, Reed. And so I'm going to do my best to get this off to David, who does these things. I'll start processing it tonight and hopefully get it to him tomorrow. But, well, you know, we'll see how it goes. Cause like literally Friday morning, I have to be somewhere else pretty early in the morning teaching. So, do the best I can to get it out for you as quickly as possible. All right. Thank you all for being here and sharing the space. Thank you for those of you watching the replay. Thanks for joining us, Elizabeth. And we'll see you next time. All right. Love you all. Take care. Bye.